The hype over the smartphone game Pokemon Go has died down compared to last summer, but some people are still caught up in the drama. When the game took the world by storm, Lake Park became a favorite hangout for players. Hundreds who had never before visited the lush, tree-filled green space flocked to the park. The sometimes boisterous crowds outraged people who live in the neighborhood. As WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned, the county is considering a measure to ensure parks aren't inundated by the next hit smartphone game.
I'm gazing down a sun-spattered Lake Park waterfall. A dusting of snow covers everything. This is one of the spots Pokemon Go players would congregate. There's no noticeable sign of wear and tear. But last week at a county parks committee meeting, Supervisor Sheldon Wasserman told a different story.
It was absolutely a free-for-all. Porta potties had tipped over. All the sewage went into the parks.
Last summer, Pokemon Go players flooded the park, pursuing small virtual monsters. The creatures appeared in the space on smartphone screens of people who have the Pokemon Go app. Wasserman showed County Parks Committee members videos and photos neighbors shot last summer during what they considered a Pokemon Go invasion.
It was absolute bedlam. Would you want that in your parks? And would any of us want this in our parks?
Committee Chair Jason Haas quizzed Wasserman, asking if he was painting too dire a situation.
I believe the county executive's office finally got a hold of Niantic Corporation, the makers of Pokemon Go. Yeah. Were they successful in getting these Pokemon stops or gyms moved?
Yes, they were, and specific stops were removed. But at no time, and I think this is something that a lot of the Poke players raised questions, like were you just trying to shut it down for Lake Park? Absolutely not. We want Lake Park to be used, but in a proper way.
Lake Park neighbor Kelly Schmidt shares Wasserman's assessment of the mess and disruptions Pokemon Go players caused.
I didn't see elderly people after, I guess it was July 1st, walking. They couldn't. How could elderly people walk like this? I didn't see people walking their dogs or bike riding with their children. Isn't that what all of our parks are for? Every single one.
Schmidt wants the county to prevent such games from taking place in residential areas. Supervisor Wasserman is proposing a policy that would call for permits and fine game manufacturers from $500 to $5,000 a day. Colleen Foley, an attorney for the county, explains.
An important feature is that it puts the costs where they belong on these companies that are making money. That includes for security, for hygiene issues.
Andrew Dondero suggests a different approach. He's a fan of so-called location-based augmented reality games, such as Pokemon Go. He proposes Milwaukee County seize the opportunity to partner with game manufacturers and at the same time raise money for park improvements.
You could have a Pokemon Go Friends of Lake Park event, bring people to a different park that could maintain this sort of event, charge people admission. The county and the players and the community could work with this company to develop these events and bring the crowds to a more sustainable area.
Parks Committee Vice Chair Marcelia Nicholson says over time her opinion evolved about the proposed county ordinance to regulate games.
When it first came to the table, it completely turned me off. I felt like it would limit access to people who don't live in the area. And I'll be quite honest, it sounded like a rich people's problem.
Nicholson says the images and videos captured by neighbors last summer swayed her.
It absolutely disgusted me what happened to Lake Park. My constituents would be angry if that same damage was done to Washington Park or to Juno Park. I mean, these are our county treasures. And I also feel we need to hold these companies more accountable.
The full county board is expected to vote on Supervisor Wasserman's proposal today. No matter the outcome, a broader community discussion will likely continue about what it means to conserve natural spaces in the 21st century for the community as a whole. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.